Radio item 8. They said it would be a horror budget, and they were right. Cigarettes, wine and spirits, petrol and luxury cars, all up on July the 1st, and a reversal of pre-budget policy in which we were promised that there would be no increase in the cost of a television licence. In fact, the 20% rise in the cost of a packet of cigarettes came as a surprise, since cigarettes rose by more than 30% in the last budget. The cost of subsidised health care is to be paid for from this increase, which has angered many smokers still reeling from the previous price hike. However, this will make it possible to fund much-needed equipment in city and country hospitals, a pre-election pledge by the government. Wine importers, who were hoping for a modest rise of only 2% in import tax, have been slugged with a 7% increase to be phased in over 3 years. Spirits are up by 15%, and only beer manufacturers can heave a sigh of relief. Petrol, however, is set to rise by 2p a gallon, which will inevitably mean an increase in the distribution costs of most manufactured goods. Luxury cars, that is, cars with a wholesale price of more than £25,000, will now incur an 8% luxury goods tax increase in September, with a further 2% increase to take effect December the 1st, a total increase of 10%. One unexpected increase is in the price of a television licence, designed to offset the increased educational cost to the government of recent computer purchases in primary schools. A 1.25% rise was considered last year, but was quickly dropped when elderly lobby groups reacted angrily to the proposed increase. The government is not expecting opposition to the present rise of 0.5%, because the elderly will benefit substantially from the healthcare subsidy increases and the gradual phasing out of stamp duties on funerals, a 3.5% drop over 5 years, which is perhaps the only good news in the budget.